1-1-Z to UVJZ.
I said every time I turn on the radio, Herb, you're here. You got nothing to do. You live for this thing. You wake up in the morning, you're on the radio, babbling away, CQ to nobody. You're talking to nobody. And when you do get into somewhat of a coherent conversation with somebody, you blow it because you start rambling on about an incoherent thing that nobody wants to really talk about. My God. I gotta get a life there. See, this isn't my life. I'm into a lot of other things aside from radio. Oh, I rather enjoy radio. I get into other things besides just, you know, trying to aggravate people, trying to instigate arguments and stuff like that. That's what you do. You know, you try to keep, you push people's buttons. You're just constantly pushing people's buttons to see what kind of a rise you can get out of them. And I don't even know why I'm saying this to you. I mean, as old as you are, I mean, you go back to the days of silent radio, for Christ's sake. You can't go back that far. You've got to go back to the days of the invention of electricity. And still, you really haven't gotten the message. You're the same thing. I don't remember you back in the 60s. But I remember you since about 1984, when I got back on the air. And you haven't changed. Your rap is still the same. It's down, man. You're a down dude. You bring people down. People can be really up in life. They can be positive. And all they have to do is listen to your dogma for about 2 minutes, and they go down. Me, I just get in the house, squaring things away, getting everything, read the mail, got everything all set for tonight, figure out what's going on for the night. You, as long as you can get your little mangy signal out there, you're going to continue to aggravate yourself and other people for the night. I don't understand. There must be some kind of a church group in your town. I mean, you're a basic Bible thumper. Get out of one of these local church groups and sit down there and get into a debate with these people or find yourself some kind of a squeeze. You know, some kind of a little, you know, good-looking girl or not-so-good-looking girl. Anything. But, you know, there's got to be something that can entertain you besides sitting on here and being antagonistic. You know what I'm saying, Herb?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I do, Joe. I know, dude. I do. I'm glad to hear that you're coming around. Now, of course, I've been talking on here since before you were born.